Welcome back to the Benusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, first of all, is there ever a way to prepare a team this early in the season for the adversity that comes with a long road trip?
No, you actually have to go through it. You got to live it. And no question, anytime you go on the road, it just seems you're always going to face something. And, you know, we did on our trip from the, obviously leaving Wednesday was different, getting up at, 3:45 on Thursday morning, the delay in Newark, bags being left behind, all those things. But you know what, that's all part of it. But again, I feel really good about this group, the leadership, and, I don't think that's going to faze them at all.
You travel with 21 players. What's the downfall of only being able to travel with that many?
Well, it's just you'd like to bring just more people to experience it. I mean, that's I think one of the true pleasures of playing on a team is trips like this and the experience that you have, because those are the things they're going to remember. They're not, they may remember the score of a game down the road, but they're always going to remember their road trips with each other and the time they spend in the airport and all those things. So you definitely would like to be able to bring more people on a trip like this.
Last weekend, your team gets their first win of the season, 3-1 over Robert Morris. Next night, you guys tie. Were you surprised by your team's reaction to the disappointment on Saturday night?
Not really. It's a pretty focused group. They have high aspirations for themselves. Besides the, what people are saying outside the room. They want to be a good hockey team. And my point to them was we certainly played. We played well enough. We did enough positive things in that game where the outcome certainly could have been in our favor. But you got to credit your opponent. They took advantage of some situations and we're able to get one. So, but it was an opportunity for us to take a step. It was an opportunity for us to learn from things and we hope to grow from it.
This weekend you've got Vermont. You'd like to think this is a tune-up to get ready for next weekend, but you can't take these games lightly, can you?
Oh, absolutely not. They're all important. We learned that last year, but again, it's not a certainly not a do or die situation. We just want to go out and play good solid hockey, and it's going to be a great test. They're a very good team. Just talking to the girls, they said the ice was extremely fast, and they really enjoyed it. And Amber and I did not get to test that out because one of the bags that did not make it with us was our bag, so we just stood on the bench and ran practice from there. But great test, a good team, very well coached, and we talk about you have to be able to go on the road and be successful in order to achieve the goals we want to achieve. So this is going to be a great test for us.
What all do you know about this Vermont team? I know they lost a bunch of key players from last year, but looking at film, what are some things you noticed about them?
Well, they skate very well. That's one thing that really stood out in the film is they got some people that can get up and down the ice, and their leading scorer is back. We know they lost Pelkey to graduation, but this Dana Kalang, however you pronounce her name, she had 32 points last year, which is excellent, almost 20 goals. So we know she's a very good player. Whitney Wivoda knows her, and she said she can dangle. She said she's got great hands and can make you look silly if you play the puck. So, we know Jim does a great job. They've got a Swedish player on their team that believes on their national team that's going to the Four Nations Cup. So we can look for her to be an outstanding player. I know they had some problems in goal. When I say problems, they didn't their numbers weren't particularly good in terms of goals against and save percentage, but this is a new year, so you certainly can't look at last year and make any predictions on that.
Taking a look at your lines tonight, I know your top three lines stayed the same from last weekend. What kind of decision did you make there in the line of Bond, Berglund, and Terrace?
Well, we haven't had a chance to see Natalie Stanwood yet, and we thought, again, non-conference games, we're certainly hoping to get her into a game, but just looking at her defense, we thought Bondo's played up front before, and she gives us a little bit of flexibility there. I was happy with the way Sylvia Meralt played on last Saturday, and she certainly could have made the trip, but we just decided Alex just gives us a little more position flexibility.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here today?
Well, like I said before, we need to start fast. We don't want to sit back and let them dictate the pace. We feel like we can get up and down the ice with anybody, but it's important that we're on our toes, and we're doing that. We're smart with the puck. We're getting pucks deep. I think anytime you go on the road, you got to play disciplined hockey, and you penalties are going to be called. You just take them and you kill them off. But we need to play a complete game. We need to take it 20 minutes at a time and not have any lulls. And and just go out there and play Beaver hockey for 60 minutes.
Good luck today, Coach. I'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.